Welcome back. This is another episode of The Life of Pharaoh Poe. Like Pharaoh Poe, I have my friends and family and just cool people I hang out with on the show. So I got my main man, 100 Grand, Flocko Fly. You going by Flocko Fly? You going your real name? What's up?
Nah, we can go by Flocko Fly. no governments.
So yeah, just tell them about yourself a little bit.
Born and raised in Southern California. You know, typical Cali living. Was doing music for a little while. Music's always been a passion of mine. Been into sports too. I used to play sports when I was younger, but as I didn't grow much, as I got older, I kind of just continued to watch sports, but didn't play too much. I'm a sneakerhead. Been a sneakerhead for a long time since I was young too. I'm into fashion. That's pretty much it, man.
What'd you like about fashion?
I don't know. Like, it's always been intriguing to me when I was younger to be able to, I don't know, just put fits together. You know what I mean? Cool stuff. And
do you have certain designers or certain brands you like?
Nah. I don't know. I try not to get caught up in hype too much. You know, if it's cool and I like it, then I'll rock it.
You know? Yeah, I say, I forgot. I remember you was talking about we was talking about Dipset the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, I'm gonna have to get y'all both on the show one day.
Yeah, man. No, he's cool though. But come on now, Jim.
Yeah, he said I posted the clip of Dipset got a new video, but Dipset is only Cameron, Jim Jones, and Juelz. So he started saying Cameron's whack, Juelz whack, and Jim Jones is tight one. So I said, put some respect on Cameron's name.
Definitely.
And I was like, Jim Jones only write his stuff. I was like, he got writers, and he's like, well, he don't write his stuff. I said, well, Max B wrote Ballin', so shit.
Yeah.
That was so long ago, so why all of a sudden he quit not using them if he had Max B back then?
Yeah.
He probably wrote some of Miami, too.
He
wrote some of Miami.
I don't know. I know, well, first.
Max B was with him then, too, so he probably wrote that.
Yeah. So well, first, we'll say, like, you know, much respect to Jim Jones for sure. Like, he's a hustler 100%. You know, got to respect his hustle. But, I mean, if we're being honest, no one's going to put him in top five as far as lyricists or even, you know, artists. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I know for a fact that when he first came out, Cam was writing his stuff because Cam said it, you know? But that was like the Confessions on Fire days. Like, yeah, so,
he was garbage back then.
Yeah.
The
first, big
when
time.
That early Dipset shit.
Yeah.
I was like, man, what is, get off.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, when he was like saying, like, Jim's always been the best lyricist or he's been the best one. Like, come on, man. Nah, Cam had it. But I think I remember telling you too, like, even back then when Cam, like, when he was signed to Rock, the Rock, like, Juelz was always my favorite. To me, he was always the best. You know what I mean? I think he had a lot of potential. Obviously, like, a lot of that potential was not, like, materialized, but that's what I was saying. Like, name me, like, when I asked that guy, I was like, name me or just recite any top lines from Jim, like, that he's ever had. And he couldn't even say any. So I was like, come on.
I was gonna say, did you hear that Jim, I think right before he went to jail, he dropped a mixtape. You know, he's in jail, but he dropped a mixtape, and he was kind of talking about Cameron Dipset.
I think I seen a headline about it, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, he was just saying it ain't really family, and he thought it was
all business.
He wouldn't have did it. Yeah, he's just saying kind of, I guess saying they used him.
I mean,
I think he's lucky because they could have put anybody in that role. They could have put J.R. Ryder. I mean,
they
could have been J.R. Ryder. That could have been J. Mills. That could have been Votto.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of people that could have played that role. And he didn't, to me, I still think he didn't go to where he supposed to be.
No, not even close. That's the thing. Like, he has so much potential.
So, like, what made Cam pick Juelz over J. Mills? They was the same. Both of them from Harlem. So why he picked him over him? Like, I'm saying, what was J. Mills probably, you know, ain't no telling.
I don't know. Like, he was definitely, like I was saying on that post, your homie, Juelz was definitely marketable. I think Jay Mills was too, because he had that look on Making a Band. Remember, they gave him that look on there, which was a good look. I think one of the things that Juelz kind of learned early, or I don't know, maybe not. I mean, yeah, he learned it early, was that he was able to learn how to rap, but then also make songs. You know what I mean? And I think like a lot of those battle rappers, that's what they were really good at. But when you try to make a song, like it didn't really work. And I know, but, like,
did Cam teach him that?
Of course, come on.
Yeah, I'm saying so.
Yeah, of course, but like, I mean, I know Jay Mills has some success with like Young Money and stuff like that, but like, I mean, he was on one song that was like a hit. You know what I mean? So, but Juelz was like, it's like he was on Old Boy. He was like 17. And then he came out with Hey Ma, like he was 18 on there. You know what I mean? So it's just like he learned it at an early age. Like, okay,
that's rapping happened. Probably got that fame too early. Sometimes you don't appreciate it.
Yeah, like it comes too easy for you, and it comes fast, and then you're like, all right, well, I already got it. And I think that's probably what it was. He just wasn't motivated for a lot of his stuff, you know.
And it's also something I heard. I don't know if you ever heard this, but my homie, he got a podcast. His name's C Biz. He in New York, but he actually. Uh-huh. He used to manage this guy that was in a group with Nicki Minaj. So he said, like, it was early. It wasn't even when she signed with Wayne. It was probably, like, 06.
Mm-hmm.
Def Jam wanted to sign a Kevin Lyles, but they said that Juelz had to write her stuff. And she said no, and then signed to him. Because they said she actually, you know, a lot of rappers don't write their shit, but she actually straight up write her shit because she turned that deal down for that.
How much of that was she wanted to write her own stuff, or she already had a team with her and Safari writing?
Nah, my boy, like I said, my boy, the one I just said, he was with her before that. He said she always write her shit. She write her shit. I mean, it's obvious Safari don't write the shit now, because what has Safari written since then? What's up? You like his music?
But what hits has she had since they've broken up?
Yeah, I don't even. What has she?
Nothing. She put out those albums, just like.
Yeah, I say, what you think about all the, so we got Meg Stallion, we got Cash Doll.
I think it's a good, I like Nicki Minaj. Like, her first album was really dope to me. Yeah, I like her first album was really dope. I think it was, like, the production, the writing was really well put together. I think that it's really good that there's, like, more female MCs now. You know what I mean? But to me, it's kind of like, I mean, I guess you can make the argument too for guys. It's like it gets to a point where it all starts to sound the same. You know what I mean? Like, I think Meg, like, she has like a look. Her sound is like, I mean, her voice is a little bit different. But like then you see like a lot of these other girls, and it just sounds like if you close your eyes, you're like, oh, who are you listening to? You know what I mean? And like, I don't know. You know, it all sounds the same.
You listen to Snow the Product?
I seen her, but I never listened to her.
Yeah,
never.
She got. I mean, I interviewed her like 2-3 times, and her artist, like, she actually like she's kind of out there now. Like, I want to say she at least got like a million followers. Like, she ain't known them, but she good enough where she can live off her where she at now.
Mm-hmm.
Her fan base is like that. She getting out there.
Yeah, no, I see her name a lot, but I don't know. It's to me. It's kind of hard. I know it's like maybe it's biased, but it's kind of hard for me to give like newer artists. Like they have to kind of earn my respect first. You know what I mean? Like I have to like not necessarily hear a lot about them, but like if I like turn on your like mixtape or whatever, and like the first few songs are just like trash, then I won't even listen to it. I might try to go back and listen to it again, but I don't know. It's just like there's not like a lot of individuality to me. There's a lot of followers, and I know you got to do what you got to do to make money, and that's it's all about gimmicks, you know what I mean? But if it's, I don't know, I know there's a lot of artists out there, and there's a lot of good artists out there, but the ones that are being pushed to the mainstream is, I don't know, it's kind of whack to me.
So who your top five right now?
I won't say like I really listen to like the music a lot. But I'll say, like, as far as new people or just in general?
Just go in general first, then you mean new people. We got time.
Of course, Kendrick, Cole, for sure. I mean, you can't deny Drake is for sure. Yeah.
That shit just be he's like what I like now is like, man, this dude's funny, man, because he be saying some crazy shit sometimes. And yeah. then I just it just be funny how he be how he switches from rap to singing all the time. That shit be funny to me.
Yeah.
Just imagine doing that shit in the '90s. That shit would not ride. Like even what L Cool J was doing back then, they was looking at him funny. So back then, like, he would.
Well, because like once he kind of like got it. Well, let me finish the top five. So that's three. Who else? Future. Like, I don't listen to all his music, but he's definitely like he's on a roll right now. And maybe. I'm gonna say Ross because he's been really consistent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that'd be my top five of like people that I probably in my rotation that I listen to. Mm. That are like newer, you know what I mean? Because I still listen to DMX and the Lox, Biggie, Jay, Pac, you know, like a lot of the old school legends. But I was saying about LL Cool J is like once he hit that lane of like he's only rapping the girls, he never kind of really came back to like battle rapping or his old school thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're right. Like Drake, he wouldn't have been able to do that back then. He would have had to pick one lane and then that would have been it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think even like after like because LL was like there was a point in time of him and 50 were at like the height of 50's career, like. He was supposed to be like executive producing his album or something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, how is that going to sound? Because, you know, 50 is like street gutter. You know what I mean? And like, then you have LL who's been doing lady songs for the last like 15, 20 years.
It just but what I noticed now, man, like I noticed now, like, because hip hop's getting older. So I noticed a lot of these rappers are kind of showing us the blueprint. It's kind of like, you getting in to get your name known. Then once you get your name known, you kind of whatever business
reveal your real self.
Yeah. So even about like I just see how a lot of those like the old school rappers like Ice-T, Queen Latifah, Ice Cube, they're all like what acting and stuff now, making movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then even like Paul Wall, Chamillionaire, like they got businesses now. Like you see how Killer Mike's kind of doing something different. So they're kind of like. I guess when you get older, you can't just keep rapping like that.
You definitely have to evolve, for sure. But I think like you have to be versatile in your artistry still. You know what I mean? I think Jay's really good at that because like what he's is he 50 now? He has to be 50. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like he put out the album what like 2 years ago, that 444. Yeah, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. What
about that Jay Electronica though.
Huh?
Like that, the Jay Electronica one he did with Jay-Z. Cause that was basically a double album. That was like Watch the Throne Part 2.
Really? Nah, I didn't even
listen. Every song just about.
I didn't listen to it. I think that Jay like Electronica waited too long to put that album out or any music out. You know what I mean? And then his hype kind of died. He's cool though.
He's on every song, like for real, for real. Like, I was like, what the hell is this? Like what? So it's like. Maybe like Jay, I guess, listen to it. It's like real, like every song they just talking about being Muslim and stuff. They got Farrakhan on the album, so it's like Black Power album.
Actually,
if you listen to it and you listen what's going on now, you'd be like, damn, what the fuck? like it's like that. It's like, they were kind of ahead of their time what they were saying. Like they was like on it. Like it's cool, but like even on the first beginning of it, they got Farrakhan talking, and then Farrakhan be like, "Oh, you scared Negroes? Go hide to your master." So you got a lot of like Black people be like, "Ooh, they like scared of it."
Yeah,
especially like the like hardcore Christians and stuff.
I mean, I've always respected Farrakhan for sure because I think he, like his message, even if you're not Muslim, like his message. I think like. I know they try to label him like he's racist against like white people and stuff like that. But I mean, if he's just spitting facts, like you can't really get upset, you know? Not everything he says is true, but I mean, not everything he says everyone's gonna believe, and it's not all like it's his perception or his opinion, you know what I mean? But I definitely respect it for sure.
Mm. So, how's the corona affected your life?
In a lot of ways. I think the main thing that kind of bothers me, though, is just, like, and it's kind of stupid, but, like, I fucking hate going to the store wearing a mask. Or, I mean, everywhere I go, I have to wear a mask. You know what I mean? Like, in a lot of places that I go, like, especially, like, Target, it's hot as fuck in there because a bunch of people and those lights and that damn, like, mask is, like, man, I want to just take it off. And I see a lot of people now not wearing that shit at all.
It's hot out there where you at, though. Hotter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I think it's, like, 95 right now. It's 11 o'clock.
Now my boy made a post today. He said he went to get some coffee this morning. If he forgot to brush his teeth, and then he put that mask on, he caught his breath.
Oh shit! That's funny. That's not a good look at all. Definitely, if you are, I know some people be doing this shit. They just wake up real quick, throw that mask on, and they just wear it out. Like, man.
I be trying to, like, I got like more like a scarf, and I make sure I like clean that shit out at least once a day. I don't care to be wearing that shit and not cleaning it.
Yeah, I have like a bunch of masks, like the disposable ones. So I'll probably get like maybe 1-2 wears out of it, and then I'll just switch it. I was seeing like the CDC was saying now they're saying that it doesn't last on surfaces for too long, so you can't really contract it that way.
Man, they saw some crazy shit. So you saw how I saw some shit, like, you saw all those protests going on this weekend?
Yeah.
So they was trying to say the virus jumped up to like 20,000 because of that. I'm like, hell y'all got, they got tested that quick where y'all know all them people? Like, come on, man.
That's what I was going to say. No, I think I seen that article too, but I think if you read it, it says like, well, at least the one I seen, I think it says like up until that point. Like that was like the 2 weeks prior results of it before it started, but then they were expecting it to hike because all the protesting.
Yeah, it's like so much, like, I don't know, man. That's the thing about Facebook and all that shit, man. Like, people be posting
fact checking links.
Yeah, because they were saying a lot, like, especially how they were showing those protests. That's why I like, you got people on Instagram that they're doing it live. I like watching that shit, but like a lot of people, they was posting pictures and the pictures from old shit that happened like in the past. They post like it's new. So,
you know,
there's a lot of misinformation out there right now.
Yeah, that's why I don't like that. And then like, it's funny because like when people do that and I check them like in their comments.
They just be like, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like they'll say like, I just reposted it. Like, what the fuck?
What's that shit? You remember Big Boy was talking about? He said they quick to misprint, but then when they don't, like, when you tell them about it, they don't, they be like, yeah, it's like you can't do that, man. Like you can't be posting out bad information like that.
And then, especially at a time like this.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. Like, I think it's, I mean, obviously it's nothing new, you know what I mean? Like as far as like what's going on and shit like that, but I think it's fucked up that it's 2020, and I mean, in some areas you can say we probably made progress, but like same shit still happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know, man. Like some of them protests I'm seeing, I'm like, cause I'm just in the mixed up situation. Cause I'm like, I don't want y'all to be saying, it's like, I ain't talking to no black people and we said, let's protest. I did get an invite for one, but when I'm looking out there, I'm seeing like white kids and all that shit and all the other races. I'm not just seeing black people. So I don't want people to be thinking like.
No, like it's there's definitely opportunities for sure. Like people trying to make it worse than what it is. Cause like I saw that John Jones video when he took those cans from those two kids, they looked Caucasian or white. You know what I mean? So I was like,
I would do that shit too. Like if I live out here, don't be coming out here fucking up my shit, man. Cause just like that girl, it was a black girl saying the same shit. She was like, y'all coming over here fucking up the bus stations. The homeless people use that for the charges and shit. They sleep right there. Don't come fuck our shit up. Like, I always say, like, why you don't go fuck up the shit? Go fuck up, like, some real shit that's going to help us. Like, go hit up the IRS station. Don't be hitting up your neighborhood.
Because I remember, I don't know who it was, but that was, like, one of the biggest things that they were saying about the L.A. riots. This was years ago, like, maybe 5 years ago. There was somebody big. I forgot the name. Forgive me. But they were saying, like, that was one of the worst things that could have happened to LA is because they fucked up their own community. Like, they didn't go do, you know, like, and there was like even stuff now that like still recovering from back then, that was like 91. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I was reading this article actually. They was talking about like how a lot of black people left LA, and they were saying it had to do because of that.
Yeah.
That's why we had, because we messed up our own shit. So it's like, yeah. You got to
be. That's the only thing that kind of like what made me sad was like they're fucking up, you know, their own community. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all with the protests 100%. Like, I think there needs to be a change. Like, we can't keep going through this fucking cycle. You know what I mean? The same shit happening, but like, go, like you're saying, go fuck up like somewhere else. Don't fuck up your own community, because now you're gonna have to do double work. Because I was seeing too, like a lot of those businesses that they were messing up, they were already struggling because they had been closed down.
Yeah.
And then they were getting ready to open again on June 1st, and then all this shit happened. So like now they're not even gonna be able to recover from it.
But they had this girl out here in San Diego, it's La Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
She fucking got hit in the head with a fucking rubber
ball. Yeah, I seen that old lady, right?
Yeah, I was like, shit.
Even with
those protests, to me, it's like, I guess, but at the same time, it's like, okay, you go back to the 60s, what were they doing?
Protesting, man.
So why are we doing the same thing? It's like, we should be on some other shit by now. We gotta do this. It's obvious protesting don't work.
Yeah.
The stuff they doing right now, it ain't nothing. It ain't really doing nothing. It's like even like, man, it's some crazy shit. Like NBA 2K, they was like, oh, we gonna postpone our play for 3 hours online today for that. I'm like, they ain't doing shit. Like to say something about some money or some resources, yeah, we doing something. Anything else, just saying it. That's old. You been to shit was going on, so just admitting it. We passed that, so I'm like, I don't know. I just think you got to do something better than what they doing. That shit ain't.
No. Yeah, I agree. There has to be levels. Like, we have to evolve into something different that's going to actually make a change. And I know I see a lot of people saying, like, oh, you need to go vote. You need to go vote. We need more minorities in higher positions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Or not even, I mean, like, in higher positions, but also if it's not going to be minorities in those positions, at least people who have our interest at hand. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, at least in my lifetime, I don't see a version of America that is going to be beneficial for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to say, so you got kids. So how would you feel 30 years from now? They still doing protests and still marching.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that sound crazy? Like, yeah. Shit, man, that's my grandma was marching. So I'm still here, white. I don't know. That's sad.
Younger kids
doing that stuff right now, too, look like it.
Yeah. Fucking looting all those damn jewelry stores and shit. No, I think it's good to, it's a start, right? But then, like I said, there has to be steps. So, okay, we're marching and we're protesting. What's after that? You know what I mean? Because are we just going to march and protest and riot and loot the next time this stuff happens? You know what I mean? Like, there has to be some type of evolution to it, because you're right. Like, it's just, they were protesting before we were even born. You know what I mean? And so it's like, now we're still doing the same thing. I was wondering, I seen something. I was thinking to myself, I was like, I wonder if, like, the Black Panthers were around, like, if it would be different. But I seen somebody post something that says that they are still around, but they're just not as prominent as they were before. Yeah.
I just think the main problem, and to me, I say Latinos are better off. Like, most races, Latinos, even Asians, I think they're better off than, like, Black people. I think we don't have a lot of resources. Like, we don't have, like, Black grocery store or Black bank or Black school. Like, all the other races got that. So I say, too, we get stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're always at a disadvantage, because anytime some shit go down, we don't have nowhere to base. We don't have no base. Like, we're even like right now, I still gotta go to this white store and get my food, so I can't be like fuck white people. I'm a lot. I gotta go to this white hospital, go to this white bank. I gotta talk to my white landlord. So it's like I said, to me, back in the 60s, when it was like segregated, it was better because we had our own shit. Like, even how they be trying to talk about Kaepernick. Man, we had our own fucking league. It shit wouldn't matter back then. Bring your ass to the back to the Negro NFL league and kneel. We could have did that, but now we don't have anything. That was segregation was like, that's really some shit that took us back a little bit. That's why they was mad at Martin Luther King, because he preached, you know, togetherness, but that segregation shit, that was good. We had our own shit back then. Had our own transportation.
I
had our own shit.
I understood where MLK was like coming from and what he was, what he represented and what he was trying to do, and I agree with it to a certain extent. But I think what happened was you that stuff could have continued. It didn't have to necessarily be segregated, but you could have still had your own, you know what I mean, like still continue to think that way, like let's have our own grocery stores or our own movie theaters and our own restaurants and stuff like that. I feel the same way about Latinos too. It's like, let's have ownership, because like when you go to those restaurants, we're in the back, we're cooking, we're making your food, but then like an Asian person will own the store, or you know, someone else. And it's just like, and that's cool. Like, I understand that not everybody could be an owner. Not everyone could be a leader. Like, we have to have like workers, so to speak. Right. But like, I think I am an advocate for more ownership. Like, let's be owners. Let's not just be satisfied with getting a paycheck. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. You saw Drew Brees. You saw what he said yesterday.
Yeah. I don't understand it because, I guess he got mad. I just say, just in case ain't nobody here heard the story yet. So he was saying, if you kneel this year towards the flag, it's disrespectful. But he did it in London a few years ago.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, you already kneeled, so why are you trying to say it's bad now when you kneeled already?
Well, they're saying that like he was just doing it for just like the limelight. You know what I mean? He didn't really care about it. But he apologized today. I seen it, but yeah, I already knew. Yeah, I knew he was going to apologize.
But my whole thing is, and then I wanted, like, Michael Thomas was already checking his ass from the gate. Because Mike Thomas said, we ain't asked you what the fuck you said. But if I was one of them players, I'll go right to his face and be like, you shut the fuck up, because you get paid off me.
Yeah, for real.
Look at this team. Your team is fucking at least 85% black. So, bro, come on, you better shut. You making, I mean, his contract be like $120 million, $200 million, and who you throwing to most of the time?
Mm-hmm. Or who's fucking protecting you on the line and shit?
Yo, shut up, bro. You, man, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy how they get like that. It's like, man, that shit is crazy. That's what I said. I was like, Drew Brees. And then it's like, somebody, they had his Madden stats. You know how they got your Madden stats posted? And they took his awareness down to zero. Because it's like, for real? And they took his break sack to 39. But it's like, bro, why would you say that shit right now? It's like, that was dumb as shit. This ain't the time for that shit. Like, why would you mention that? And it's like, come on, man.
I see that time. Like, I think, I mean, it's happened before. But right now, definitely, a lot of these closet, like, racists or people who are being exposed. You know what I mean? Like, big time.
You heard what happened to Hulk Hogan's wife?
Mm-mm. Well, they already.
So you already know about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, exactly.
So then his wife sitting there posting, talking about some, all these looters. And then it's like, that's what's getting me mad, because they keep trying to say, like, it's just black people doing it. So they be like, all these looters, they need to get shut down and all their rights should get taken away. So then Tony Khan owns all Elite Wrestling now. So he commented on her. He said, congratulations, you and your husband are banned from all our events.
Nice.
But I was like, man, like, I mean, yeah, like, they basically be trying, like, a lot of them posts I be seeing, it's just like a lot of these white people just trying to say, like, it's black people doing it. So it's like, oh, he should shoot down all these thugs in the street. No, that's probably your son out there too doing that dumb shit. It ain't just us. Shit.
I saw this fucking video, like, Huntington Beach. Like, there, I mean, let's keep it real. Like, surfing is predominantly like a white sport.
Yeah.
They're fucking looting a surf store. There's a bunch of white kids running out with surfboards. Like,
exactly.
That wasn't no black people. Not even if they showed up after or in the middle of it was happening. Like, you know, whoever came before wasn't no black people. You know what I mean? Like,
man, did you saw that shit with that dude with that bow and arrow?
Oh yeah.
Man, and then what he tried to do? I think this dude thought he was Robin Hood and shit.
You saw that lady too in that fucking wheelchair. You see her shit at Target? Sure. Google it. There's some fucking lady, right, standing at the exit of Target in a wheelchair. She pulls out a knife and she tried to start stabbing like these young kids, and they whooped her ass, right? They beat her, like they fucking sprayed her with like a fire extinguisher. They was like punching her in the face, whatever. She doesn't, she looks old, but then like, so there's another video of it happening, like, I mean, at the aftermath, she's coming, she's talking, she's like, yeah, they beat me up for no reason. I was just in my wheelchair, just, you know, driving, rolling down, all of a sudden they just attacked me for no reason. And then, so they, then they show the video of, like, her, like, trying to, she, basically, she was trying to stop them from looting, right? Mm-hmm. And then, like, that was going to fucking turn bad for her, and it did. And then come to find out, she's not even, like, don't need to be in a wheelchair. Like, she can walk and fine. So she just, the same thing that guy with that bone arrow did, try to say, oh, they attacked me for no reason. Like, she did the same shit. But, like, Google it. It's funny, but it's sad. But it's
funny. Yeah, that shit kind of, it's like crazy, man, how you got these, what they call them, vigilantes or something, what they call them?
Oh, vigilantes, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, they just coming out trying to help everybody and shit. Like,
you saw that dude dressed as Batman? That dude dressed as Batman, like, walking. That's crazy, man.
It's funny, man.
He was like, walking through the fucking crowd. I was like, what are you doing? Like, man, this shit is, I don't know. It's, I don't know. Like, it's really crazy how, like, this year turned out. Like, big time. Like, yeah. All this shit happened. And we're only in June.
But Trump is, oh, November is the election, huh? The
election, yeah.
I wish you could just fast forward to November, huh?
I mean, yeah, if it's going to fucking mean that we're going to be in a better spot, for sure. But, I mean,
man, they even had, even George Bush spoke up and said some shit. I was like, you know
if it's he bad. He made Bush, shit, you know it's bad.
Yeah, golly. Then the Marine Corps general fucking spoke against Trump. Because it's like, he ain't making no better, like, all that when looting starts, the shooting starts, like, what the fuck is that, bro? Like, at least, like I said, Obama wasn't, like, I ain't saying, because to me, Obama trying to speak up, but it's like, bro, that long ass list with all these people dying, you could say about 75% of them is when you was president, and you mm-hmm. didn't do nothing. Man. So if you would have probably did something back then, we probably wouldn't got to this point. Man. I don't know why he's talking now. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because I'm like, you the man, to me, the black president, is the one that should have made the most change. You didn't make no change. That's why we where we at.
But I mean, for the most part, like, president's just a figurehead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Big time. But, and I think, like, more so then, he didn't really have that much control, like, as far as speech. I'm sure he, like, you know that shit fucking bothered him. But, I mean, you have to be political when you're in politics. But with Trump, like, what he did, he got his power from like the racists that live in America, you know, or probably around the world. But, you know what I mean? So that's why he's on social media so much. You know what I mean? Because like that way, you know, he can interact with those people and that he saw, okay, this is where my power is going to come from. This is where I'm going to be able to make the most. Because like if he tries to pass a law or shit or whatever, you know, obviously there's like stuff to stop it or veto it because he doesn't necessarily have the final say. But if he's telling, you know, people to go fight against the protesters or the KKK or good people and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, that's how he's able to, like, kind of really motivate and you know, push his agenda.
He influencer.
Yeah, exactly. Influencer. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. He should put that shit on his fucking thing. No, he's fucking, nah, he's...
It's crazy. How old is he?
I don't know.
He's in the 70s, right?
70, probably, yeah. I don't even
know. I'm saying it's crazy that he even be on Twitter like that. Like, he really be, because then you could tell how he be writing it, he be typing it too. So it's crazy.
Yeah. He probably just do talk to text.
Just, but it's like, your old ass should be on this shit anyway, man. Chill.
What? I mean,
somebody running your account. Like, this is ran by blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. He just found, he's like, this is where, because that's where he comes from. You know what I mean? Like, all that.
I actually tell you the truth. I was gonna do a PowerPoint about personal branding.
Mm-hmm.
The first person came up was him because you know how he did Trump Towers and all that shit. He had everything Trump. Trump on it.
Exactly.
But I mean, that's the thing people don't understand too. A lot of those businesses failed.
Yeah.
But we
I was saying that shit when the election was happening and fucking bunch of all these closet races were coming out. I was like commenting on other people's posts and stuff like that because everyone was trying to defend him, saying like, oh, he's going to turn the country around. He's a business mogul. He's smart. I was like, how many times has he filed for bankruptcy?
Yeah,
I understand. I understand it's a part of business because it happens. But like when your ratio, you know what I mean? Like, or when it's too high, because he filed for bankruptcy a lot. So I was like, and I made that point, and some guy was like, you don't understand business 101. Like, oh, shit. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Because I knew, and somebody else was saying too, I remember they posted, it was like, if you're praying for President Trump to fail, that's the equivalent of being on an airplane and wishing that the pilot would crash the plane. And I was like, I'm not wishing for Donald Trump to fail. I know what's going to happen. Like, it's inevitable. You know what I mean? Like, what are his qualifications? Like, he fucking went from a reality TV star into being the president of the United States. Like, even when he was doing that show, like, see how stupid he was? Like,
but I think that's why he got that fame. So then when people,
oh yeah,
they start voting, they just like, oh, he on TV, that Donald Trump.
That's the same thing.
Especially because who most time the people watch the TV? That's his main fan base. Yeah. Older white people like that.
But that's the same thing that fucking happened with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Oh, let's just vote him because he's a Terminator and he fucking destroyed California. Like, our fucking debt was like super high when he was in there. He fucked a lot of shit up. And I was like thinking like, I didn't think Trump was going to win, but then I didn't really understand like the power of like racism, because that's what once he found that lane, that was it.
I think like the main thing, like you said, the power of racism, but I think a white man is always going to, like, it's the totem pole. So it's like a white man is higher than a white woman. So I think they can't fathom the fact
that
a white woman.
Yeah. Man, well, I mean,
like, they even picked a black man over a white woman. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, that's what it was too. It's like he was going against Hillary Clinton. If he was going to anybody else, he probably would have won.
Well, I mean,
lost.
A lot of these races too, like they're sexist too. So like, yeah, kind of goes hand in hand. It's just, I don't know. We'll see. I don't really expect Biden to do much. If Biden does get elected, you know.
I don't think I'm going to vote at all, though, because I was like, that fool ain't no better talking about the. He said, you ain't black.
You're not black.
That shit was funny, though. I was like, man, Charlamagne, I was like, man, that shit was funny, though, because like, he didn't even say, he was like, look at all that stuff I did for black people. Then he was like, just check my records, all the laws I did. He was like, the NAACP awards. I mean, just check my records. I was like, man, he ain't named shit. I was like, man. That shit Trump pulled when he ran, because Trump was like, what did Trump say? Trump was like, what do you have to lose? Like, shit. That's what he
a
was
lot?
Saying. Yeah, a I lot? Know. We see now, huh? But at the time, like, that's how bad it was, though. That's what I'm saying. Since we had Obama, it wasn't no better, though. That's what I'm saying. What did we have to lose? So, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Politics is just, it's not, I don't know. I have my feelings about politics. I don't always say go vote and shit like that, but at the end of the day, I think they just want to put in who they want to put in, you know? Ultimately, because like, remember what fucking Al Gore,
Florida.
No, it wasn't Al Gore. It was the other guy. Damn. What was his name? Like, not Kelly. I don't think it was Gore. I think it was someone else.
Oh.
Maybe I could be wrong.
Thought it was Gore.
Maybe it was Gore. I thought it was
other dude. In Florida and stuff.
Yeah. Was it Al Gore?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was old boy. I forgot his name. But yeah, like, remember he won, and then it was like, oh, we gotta do a recount or some shit like that.
Because Bush's brother was over Florida. Yeah, his brother Jeb Bush was the governor of Florida at the time. So.
So they had to veto it.
Yeah.
It's just,
did y'all had a protest over there too?
Yeah, it was peaceful though. It wasn't too crazy, but I live by a bunch of like white people. So.
Man, we saw that shit was funny, man. Like, people be like twerking at them things and dancing and singing. I'm like, man, I can't do no such shit like that. And then it's like, I don't know what people, I don't know. To me, it's like, I just don't understand why you do. To me, if you go on some shit like that, you got to be kind of going with the mind frame, you might die.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't even go to no shit like that. Unless, like, I ain't going to no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I don't want to die, so why I'm going to shit?
Listen, it's sad, but this is the truth. If you, as an African-American male, have to fear just going to the store in your car when getting pulled over, imagine what it's going to be like at a fucking rally when there's a bunch of police officers. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm on that shit.
Like, I felt bad for that fucking old lady that got shot. So you know what they did? It was a sniper shot her with a rubber bullet right there in between.
Why?
I don't know. They were just like posted.
She
like,
wasn't even doing nothing. Yeah.
No, she wasn't. And they said that she's going to lose her vision or lose her eyes. I don't know. I mean, same shit, but like, I think they're going to have to like take her eyes out.
You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you. I mean, I don't know her, but I'm guaranteed she probably wasn't. I don't think people really know what they stepping in when they doing that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah,
y'all better be down. Y'all better be ready. Be ready shit. For whatever when y'all do that shit. Cause you don't
just,
know.
Just go back and watch the LA riots. Like you'll know exactly what you're in for, 100%. Like, but yeah, no. I mean, I understand like trying to protest. Like, I get it. But like, it's simple. Like, tempers are flared. The cops are already like on, you know, on fucking 100. So. If you're going there, you're right. Like, you have to know, like, all right, this is probably the last time I'm going to be on Earth because there's a good chance you're going to die, for sure.
Mm. All right, man. We've been talking for a minute. We're going to just leave this episode right here.
For sure.
You want to tell them how to hit you up?
Nah. Nah, you can hit me on Instagram. You can hit me on my blog page. My fashion blog. It's called an F blog. So an.f.blog. Sorry, I just changed it to that. So I had to remember the name.
All right, y'all. We out. Make sure y'all, what they supposed to do now, they got to subscribe, like, comment,
subscribe, share.
Yeah, Poe Politicking, rapper t-shirts. I'm working on the store. You saw us and I upgraded it.
Yeah, that's good, for sure.
Yeah, you can go buy some shit.